You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 7. I do, but I won't. I don't get that title, but I'm DJ Jesse Janity in studio with the lovely Stephanie Bauer.
Hey, Bill.
And I'm making her Gone with the Wind fabulously... Miss Corinne Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Girl, this is like Gone with the Wind fabulous.
Gone with the Wind fabulous.
Yes,
honey. I just need my 18 inches so I can flip it like Kenya
so
did.
So you could be just as fabulous.
Honey, if you couldn't see on the camera, she did three spins.
Yes.
The same amount we counted.
Yes. And
Kenya
sat in her chair.
With Poison Grace.
With the same color,
yes,
shawl, we'll call it.
Same color shawl as her dress and same skin color. Holler. Get your life.
This was actually a really good episode. I enjoyed it immensely. Hopefully we're going to get Courtney Stewart on the phone. Mikey Watts could not join us today, but hopefully he will be calling in as well. And I'm really excited because I got some juice for you guys, so some topics to discuss later on in the episode.
You've been teasing us all night about it.
I have.
I'm itching for it.
I just really, I know how Meg, Corinne likes tea. So
yeah, we don't know either. So.
Okay, let's talk about this last week, the birthday threesome question with Miss Kenya.
Yeah. Nothing much more happened after what we saw last week, but...
I'm surprised how easily that fire was put out.
But it was edited. Like, when they cut away, you look back and Phaedra's already sitting down Apollo. Like, they edited it so
but
much.
But still, I don't think anything happened
because no,
Phaedra
did.
Nothing happened, but Phaedra did turn it up. You saw that vein come out of her neck? She was like, don't start no bullshit.
Yes,
that's my husband.
And she said bullshit, which, you know,
she
Phaedra
never cusses
no. unless you're secretly recording her.
Exactly.
Well, and she also did, she got country ghetto because she was like, now go on now. Now you go on.
Now go on.
Don't you
that.
Put your paws on a puddle. Go on now. I was like,
she pulled that line from Scrappy on Love and Hip
Hop. She did, actually.
Yeah, she did. Everybody putting them paws on them.
And then it kind of sizzles down.
Yeah, Kenya apologized when they were walking away.
Cynthia, I was really surprised, kind of put the, kind of calmed everything
down.
Yeah,
she's like, don't disrespect.
More so than NeNe or anyone else, well, I would think.
Do you really think NeNe would?
NeNe
no,
was
I love
NeNe.
Stirring
that pot tonight.
I mean, in every situation.
Stirring it.
It's almost like she has something going on the side with the producers. Like, all right, it's your responsibility.
You know
to
what
pull
I think? No,
in.
I think what it is she knows how the game works. And I think we talked last week. I was going back at old interviews of the girls, and NeNe was on Wendy right before the season started.
I saw that one.
And she said, you know, she's like, because Wendy was like, you're too big for this. Why are you doing it? She said, Bravo's been nice, great to me, so I'm going to give it to him one last time. And I think that that's what this is. She's over it. She's done. So now it's just like, let the kids play.
But you don't think that she really is a good judge of character?
I think she is
very discerning, and I think she knows what's up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she knows how the game is, and she's like, let's let the kids play. Let's see what I can get.
But let me stir that pot.
Yeah, she knows. She is a good judge of character, but we interviewed her for Holly Scoop the other day, and she was saying that she would love to do the show again.
Really?
Yeah.
So where are the reports coming from that she's not going to do it
anymore? I don't know. And we were talking
I don't think there are reports that she's not going to do it.
I read that she wouldn't be returning back for another season.
She's
still in Atlanta too. She doesn't live in LA. She's still in Atlanta. But she said about editing, she knows that they might edit her to look crazy or any of the girls to look crazy, and she's like, I give the editors a lot to work with. She's like, I know that's what they're doing. So she knows how the editing's gonna make this episode and every episode.
And it made
getting a
this
check.
Episode. Yeah. I mean, this episode, she said, so, Miss Kenya, what's up with y'all relationship? It don't really look like a relationship.
Is that when this starts already?
At dinner.
Or, when they're sitting down outside.
When she proposes that indecent proposal to Apollo.
Yep, that's when it
when
starts.
When it started.
Mm-hmm.
And called her out.
Kenya didn't really comment on it, kind of simmered down.
She chuckled.
And then Greg stands up and says, I'm going to cook for everyone.
Right.
Good job, Greg. We appreciate that.
I wonder how the food was. I didn't see him with no seasoning salt.
I didn't see any seasoning.
No hot sauce.
The food looked good.
It did look good.
But the flavoring. What's the flavor? Candy, what was it? Did you enjoy his food?
Candy. Ooh, that was low-key shade because she looked like she liked to
that
eat.
That was no
in
shade.
In that little porno clip that she shot.
Pound disgusting.
I cannot with that.
I didn't like that.
But before we get to that, Portia... So while Greg's cooking, Portia pulls mm-hmm. Cynthia aside and was like, so what was up with last night? She wanted to stir the pot herself.
Yes,
like,
she did.
I hope that was a perfect cam of both of you guys.
Yeah, she did.
She was like, you know, if that was me and my husband, I think you should have been dancing in the front. She was like, what do you mean?
Which is what we all thought. We thought if Cynthia was in the front, it had been a little different. But yeah, Cynthia acted like she didn't know. Do you guys think that she didn't know?
They went to the clip. She clearly looked back at it.
She not only
it.
When they
look
went back,
back at it. But this is my question for girls. When you look back at it, do you really look back at it or are your eyes closed like? But you know what I mean?
No, I'm looking at mine.
You were looking at
yours. Because she sticks out. So, you know, I got to see.
But Miss Cynthia's don't stick out.
Cynthia has a donkey. Get
no,
your life.
Cynthia was that looking back. And when Cynthia saw Kenya getting lower, she got lower. So she can't act like she didn't see it.
Oop.
Oop. She did. Oop. When she saw Kenya Bloop. Getting lower, she got lower too. And she couldn't
That's
get
true.
As low as Kenya, but she tried.
But maybe she was saying that she didn't see her
that
with
close,
that extra sauce.
I know.
On that sandwich.
It was really close.
Because Portia was like, she really Bull gave bite. Her all the business. Like, yeah, she was really shaking it on your man situation.
Well, while they were having that conversation, Peter and the guys were talking about wedding vows and talking about how black people love them some all-white parties.
We just like themed things.
They just always happen white. To be all-white.
We do
or
black
all-black.
Parties.
Not all blacks not as popular, I don't think. It's usually all white.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
No, we do black parties.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know what? It is the all white party is usually like the biggest
it's
gala.
It's the
like,
event. Thanks
like
to P. Diddy,
P. Diddy
for putting it on the map, actually.
But then Nene will show up in blue, so.
I can't
Probably mean. Because she was carrying the Tiffany boxes.
Okay,
right?
She was like kind of the maid of honor.
No, she knew what she was doing with that.
I love it.
So at dinner, we find out that Candy got frisky in the hot tub.
Nasty.
Which we did not even care about.
Well
actually, we did
Phaedra
care about
cared.
It. Phaedra cares.
And I wish you could have saw. I wish we could have saw her face right when Candy like explained that. I bet she would have halfway eaten something like, Lo, now you see why. That's why she keeps her cookie clean.
Because she's in love with it. And the only way she's getting in that jacuzzi is if she puts Clorox in it.
I love how Greg was the one that was like, wait a second. You guys got in there? Oh, Greg.
Grandpa Greg.
Yeah.
I love Greg.
Well, while they're all, you know, having their fun little conversation and whatnot, Walter pulls Kenya from the table.
Which was
wait,
ridiculous.
This is so weird. This is like, where did I even write about this? This is so weird that he pulled her away. I feel like, again, and I'm like so jaded, I just feel like it's all producers, but I feel like the producers made him do that. Why would you ever pull your girl away from a dinner party to sit down and give like the most anticlimactic thing ever?
Well, from the blogs, it is the producers that are making
yes.
him do these little things.
So he knows
so
his job.
I think it's true.
Yeah, like he knows his role in the show. It's like, all right, get up. make it look like something.
Ooh, is this the proposal? Like, what are you doing with your finger?
But then Nene calls her out, like, oh, child, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Go on.
When they were walking away,
yeah, she said that. I said, Nene is busting balls left and right on this episode.
Right, and it was just like, he said he needs help tomorrow. Why?
To sit down.
I know.
And do
and
nothing.
She said, so I'm a bridesmaid. He's like, I guess. She's like, well, are you a groomsman or whatever? He's like, I guess. It was the stupidest conversation ever.
That was just whack. I mean.
But it made us happy. It was very uncomfortable to watch.
I'm tired of the flat top. I'm still tired of the flat top. I can't look past anything else that Walter says.
Okay. See, last week I thought he was charming. This week. He looked a little crazy this week.
On vacation, he's looking better because he's out of his tow truck shirt. And so he was looking better. And last week, he was kind of charming, like having a little fun. But yeah, this week it was back to no good.
Maybe they should just write him a better script.
Well, he's almost done for anyway, right?
Well, yeah.
I feel like next episode is... Show. Yeah, next episode's the last one.
Party over.
So before we get into the wedding, that morning, Nene was getting her herded, which... Now, I know who does Nene's hair out here. Those fabulous little, you know, side weaves. She'd be doing little Mary J. Blige and Miss Gina. And I know Nene was missing some Miss Gina having that white girl do her hair because she had that like thing stuck up like a cockatoo in the back.
It was the wind that was blowing.
That was the one. I know the part you're talking about because I saw the one when she's saying da-da. But like when they were doing her hair, it's like one little extension this big, shown clipped in. Like the front looked horrible. Poor
don't
Nene.
Don't do her. Don't do a black woman's hair. It is hard to maintain.
And that's why you need Miss Gina.
Right. She couldn't afford to go to Anguilla.
Right. So then she keeps asking Kenya about her relationship. And Kenya kind of kept her cool and was like, no, I know what I'm doing. I know how to stay faithful.
Yeah, this is where they start talking about cheating.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. It seemed like she said it really slow. She's like, I have never... cheated on any man I've ever been with, ever.
I mean, think, like, yeah.
She wanted to say it, but she wanted to say, think, like, who really could have proof that
I
done
like,
it?
She's like, damn, I have cheated on every man. That's why I'm not married. Oh. And then Miss Portia comes in.
Looking so good, and Kenny was just like, so jealous.
Nene kind of stirred the pot up. A little bit. I was like, oh, yeah.
A little.
No, right there was just a little bit. Just a little. She just wanted them to have a taste.
She's like, you seem like you guys are getting along better now.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Yeah.
And Miss Kenya made the quick move up to get out. And then she kind of talked with Portia about it. And Portia's like, there's a whole new side of Miss Kenya. I never knew she had all these faces.
She's just like, I'm keeping my distance.
Kenya said the fight was irrelevant. Their fight about the Miss USA.
Because it was so long ago. Which, editing-wise, it might have been. Because I know...
It was the week before.
No, it was before Kim left,
because that's
when
she got invited. Holler.
Was, I guess maybe...
Well, we don't know... the way the show is shown, yes. But the way it was actually shot, I don't know what that was. But before we get into the lovely wedding situation that happened, I want to give a shout-out to everyone at home. We love you guys, and we know we're sorry last week's video got up so late, but we saw that you guys gave us so much love that it came up. But we need your help to get us to number one on iTunes. So after you leave us a comment on YouTube, go over to iTunes, search for Real Housewives of Atlanta, AfterBuzz, download, rate, subscribe, and leave us a comment. If you leave us a comment with your Twitter handle, we will give you a shout out. And I have some shout outs to give. Shout out to Stacy Long and Eddie McChee. And then someone else, I don't know, it was like a bunch of squares. So shout out to you.
Shout out to symbols.
And for you, I will stop doing my faux British accent. Just this episode.
Did someone else complain about it?
I'm gonna bring it. It was the same person.
Oh, complain. Oh, okay.
Just this week.
I think you did it when you introduced me.
No, it wasn't faux British. It was like a little.
Oh, okay.
Flair. All right. Let's talk about this massage table before we get to the wedding. Hold up.
At first, I felt like Kenya was going to pick a fight before the wedding just to make it more about her and also because she's kind of upset about the wedding. I thought that she was going to try to pick a fight. Mm. But when you watch the massage, they were like ganging up on her. Like, drop it. It's her relationship.
Yeah. I can understand drop it.
As much as I like to see... As much as I like to see the fighting, it's like, leave her alone. Like, who are you to say if her relationship's fake? I mean...
Right, you can bring it up, because it probably does look crazy. Imagine these girls, it probably looks crazy. Bring it up, but then when she keeps... I mean, she don't need to keep defending herself.
Nene looks, like, obsessed with her relationship now, because she keeps
no,
bringing
Nene
it up.
No, because Nene wants it. She
That's
wants to push it up.
That's how it's edited. I just think that it was normal girl talk. Like, the same way that you talk to your girls, you talk to your homeboys, you know, you're bringing things up. And that's just what... It comes up.
Okay, but
because she
for
asked,
that to be the...
But to be fair, though, she asked Candy, Nene did, she asked Candy about, hey, so do you think y'all are going to get married, etc. And then she asked the other single person there, like, are you going to get married?
No.
Well, your relationship seems kind of awkward. I
she
mean,
was
imagine
to...
if you guys were there and you're watching the awkwardness. Everyone else is, like, in love, and they're, like, barely touching. Walter's like, did you take your meds? It's 3 o'clock. Like, you know, get your life. Like, come on.
I think that Nene asked everyone else and was like rushing it, checking her clock. Like, hurry up and give me your answer so I can get on to Kenya. I feel like, again, Nene knows something with the producers, which Jesse found out last week that he was paid to be on the show and it's all fake or whatever. I feel like Nene knows that, and that's why she won't drop it. Like, come on, you are not that.
I don't think she knew it then.
I'm gonna say this. I don't think the producers might have told her, but it's Atlanta, and
she
this guy is well known. You're telling me that someone didn't find something? You know what I mean? Someone could have spilled some tea to Miss Nene.
Exactly. I think as much as Nene likes drama, I don't think she would keep hanging on to this if she didn't know.
No, and she's holding on to it because she's being the mean girl, which is fine because I love it.
Yeah.
But she's trying to get Kenya to break.
No.
On camera, and Nene's the one responsible. She's trying to.
I'm the odd one out today, and I say no.
That's crazy.
I don't think so. I don't see it like that. I just think that Nene's spot on. With her observation.
You would still keep going on and on and on.
Yes. See, well, today when what's that child's name? Portia, she was on Wendy Williams, and she was saying, well, you guys don't see, when we were in Anguilla, it was really awkward, the interaction between Walter and Kenya. She was like, you know, what you're seeing on TV, that's one thing, but, like, to actually be in that place with them, awkward.
I guess I'm glad Nene is pointing it out for everybody.
Thanks,
Lanithia,
Monique.
So before we get out to that, let's talk a little bit about the positive things. Peter was waiting at the vow renewal setup.
That was so testing.
Cynthia asking about the prime minister.
No, the food. This happened was asking about the food. She was like, was there going to be food there?
No,
it's a prank?
And then she goes, well, I guess the food's inside.
In the tent. She's like, there ain't a lot of people out here.
Wait, I hope it doesn't take long. How long do you think it's going to take? Girl, are you about to get married again? Come on.
Right.
Anyway.
Aww. I like Cynthia and Peter so much better. We always gave them a hard time. Like, they're not going to last. And who knows if they'll still last. But I do like them a lot. Better now. I think they're more for real than we thought they were.
It looks sketchy last season, though.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, the losing of all of his the money within the bar, and then she couldn't have everything she wanted. They didn't even have rings.
I know. What was that again, though? You mentioned that during the show. Did he not have money to afford the rings?
Well, that was
or they
the
just
rumor
didn't have
last
them.
Year. He didn't have any coins.
Aww. So when they got married, they didn't have rings. I forgot that part. Okay.
All right, so Cynthia's like bugging out, like, what's going on? Miss Nene, I love when she said, child, go on, get married.
Yeah.
Child.
But didn't you think it was funny how Peter is standing up at the faux altar, or whatever you call this, and Cynthia turns around and she's like, Nene, where's the prime minister? I'm like, girl, bye.
She was like flustered and embarrassed.
I don't know. She's acting like Nene playing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, give your husband some attention.
Exactly.
Nene. I know. I think Cynthia's like a little obsessed with Nene. And the first thing she thinks is like, Nene.
Well, we can get
into
that.
Well, remember the friend contract.
I remember that. How could we forget?
Oh, my God.
You forgot?
You forgot? It slipped my mind, but...
I write all my friends' those now.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Miss
Phaedra said, "Oop, Peter is a black angel
in all white."
It's like, meet Joe White.
Aww, I love that movie.
He was sweet.
All right, he was very sweet, but I did not need to see that close-up of them kissing.
That was disgusting.
He was munching on her mouth like have you ever seen, like, a grandfather like spit his food back in his napkin?
So, like, dentures?
Like, half of his tongue was out, and she was, like, kissing the chin. It Ooh. Was...
Haven't we seen them do that before? I feel like we have.
I hope not.
But let's not. That was blocked out of my memory, if it was.
Ew. I like that they got really sentimental.
Yeah, it was good to see. Because Cynthia can sometimes, when it comes to Peter, come very cold. Look very cold.
She's very, very stoic, I guess.
Yeah, she's cute when she's talking to the girls later. She's like, Peter acts like he's all this and that. She's like, but he'll cry at the drop of the hat. Yeah,
exactly. Aww.
And he did. Now, then Miss Cynthia goes to throw the bouquet of flowers behind. You know, Miss Kenya was like, ooh, I'm going to catch me this. But she didn't. Nene caught it. And Greg.
Nene, like, quarterback in front of her. Like, actually, I thought they should have given it to cute little Candy, but. That's like a non-factor, I guess. It was all about Kenya.
She was a non-motherfucking factor.
Oh.
So Nene caught it, and then Greg's in the back. It was just like clapping like the clumps.
The clumps.
Yay, we're going to get married.
He was, too. I noticed it before she even said it. He literally was jumping up and down.
That clap. We go, yay!
Yeah, me crying.
Yay! I get a couple, like, just, you know what I mean, joking around, but
he was
mad hype. Like, he just slam dunked something, like, yeah, in your face! In your face!
In my dress socks.
I love that Nene called him out as a clump. She's like, hold on.
But Nene was excited about it. And what did she say? She made a comment like, not yet.
Yeah.
Like something
like, she was like, Greg's acting like we about to get married to my child.
Oh, and the other day,
he still got some proving to do.
On the other day on the red carpet, he was right with her.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Right behind
love
her.
Them.
Aww.
So then the wish lanterns.
Some made it up into the sky, some did not.
Kenya's was like...
And I said right before that, I was like, ooh, imagine Kenya just went.
And then it...
It sure did. Too. First, Candy's did, and I was like, oh.
I felt bad for little Candy, because they're so, like, left out anyway, and they're so little, and I just, like, feel bad for them on the trip.
Because they're little?
They're just on the trip. They're, like, the cute little couple that just wants alone time, and they're so cute. And it could have been their big symbol of, look, we're the next ones to get married. And then it fell.
Girl, bye. Whatever.
Oh, I felt bad for them. Yeah.
I did. I was Me dying neither. When Kenya's crashed too.
That one, yeah.
It was funny.
Girl, you knew that wasn't going to happen. What did I say? Oh, and then we got to the oh no moment. I wrote Candy's little random porn shoot thing of them after the hot tub.
Which was disgusting. I cannot get that out of my head. What was that?
It was not really flattering for you, Candy.
No, he only tilted the camera down once, but, like, that was enough.
To see her... To
situation.
Show off that body is what he said. Let's see that body.
Aww. Well, forget that. Let's get into Girls' Night, the main event.
Ding, ding, ding!
I need a glass of wine.
First of all, don't you think that Cynthia should be with Peter?
That's what I... Because on the boat ride, Nene was talking about... Let's do a girls' night. I thought she was just doing it to kind of keep Cynthia's mind.
Exactly.
But
they really did it.
Yeah, I would think because Peter was like, "Oh, I'm gonna finally get it in on our wedding night because we didn't get to because we."
But
had
they've been getting it in. Remember, Cynthia was in third shift, honey. Get your life.
I love how they gave it a dig. I guess it was at Kenya or what. He's like, "If you are around all this all day and you don't go back to your hotel room and do something, there's something wrong with your relationship."
Hello, and that's when Walter was like, "Shoulder tap, Kenya, let's go. I'm feeling awkward. Do 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 do."
Cue the exit.
Just saying.
All right, so girls' night.
Spit it out.
They start talking about Kenya's attitude and how, you know, Nene said, "Ooh, you know, I was excited to hang out with Miss Kenya because I heard so much about you."
Yeah.
Portia, what do you think about Miss Kenya's attitude? And Portia said, "You know, I'm shocked, and you know,
it
she
started
seems
out fine, but."
Then Nene goes, she's like, that wasn't deep enough. Well, what happened that night?
She knows exactly.
Remember that fight?
She's like, well, what exactly happened? Like,
and I thought, honestly, probably not the best place to bring it up, but why not? You know what? Everyone's having a good time. It's part when you have like serious conversations, and I guess it is better if you guys are all in a good mood. And
but
I feel like Portia said it in a good way. Like
yes.
No,
I think you don't.
I think at first, initially, she did, and I'm Team Portia. But I think initially she did. However, she began to get really, I won't say defensive, but she really started getting very personal. Like, there's one thing when just you're bringing it up, but then you're just like, and you, that's what she was doing to Kenya.
Yeah.
And then even Kenya was trying to defuse the situation, and she was like, well, you know, it's kind of irrelevant right now. And then Portia's like, well, why is it irrelevant? And then that's
also when the second Kenya walked up, she was like the last one to arrive. I feel like they all might have been talking about her before she got there. And the second before she even sits in her chair, she's like, oh, thank God there's wine. It was like wine fueled that.
Oh,
it was going to start.
And as soon as Nene asked the question, she went straight down and looked at her nails like.
Exactly.
But so did Cynthia. She has her glass of wine. And then Phaedra's over there grubbing on them strawberries and that whipped cream.
I love you, Phaedra. Yes. But she had her legs up. She was like,
she was like a little mouse over there getting her grub on. I was like, damn, girl, you hungry?
Not hungry. I don't know what, because it was just whipped cream. That's all
she
was eating.
God,
and they were just watching them for a good second. Like,
that was seriously like the old original Real Housewives looking at the two new young girls that are just like, I don't even know, fighting, and they're all just like holding their glasses of wine,
yeah,
and looking and eating the whipped cream. Like,
they're like, entertain us. Yes, yes, go deeper. Go
and
harder.
Phaedra has it easy because she don't really got to do anything. Actually, Candy has it the easiest.
Candy wasn't even there, right. FYI.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She was getting her.
Oh,
her,
yeah, yeah. She was making another porno.
Got to get your groove
she
on.
She was making her candy coated nights.
Holler.
I wonder if it would have been different if Candy was there. Probably
no.
Not.
No, she would have been quiet right next to Phaedra.
No, she would have been messy along with Nene. Because, you know, Candy throws dicks.
Yeah, she would have had like a one or two.
Yeah, she does.
Uh-huh. So, Kenya says that Portia is a non-factor, not relevant. Randomly, like,
no,
okay.
Portia called her a non-factor
first. I
but
wrote
then
it down.
Kenya says you're a non-Mickey
right,
Ficky
but
factor.
But she said that because Kenya called her a bitch.
No.
Who really started it? I wrote down that Portia did.
She called
her a non-factor first.
Yes, I'm with you.
Started it.
Okay.
Yes. And then after Kenya called her a non-Mickey Ficky factor, and then she was like, oh, please, bitch.
And then, but Kenya got up in her face first.
Yes.
All right.
She definitely took it, Detroit.
Well, cause
hood rat. That's what Portia said.
Can we just talk about Kenya's, not Detroit, her magic that she explains?
Oh, yeah, her pedigree, her magic.
Her magic. I can be ghetto. I can be intelligent. I can be, well, girl, damn.
No, she
girl.
Said, I am all of these things. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, who wants to be noted as a ghetto person? Miss USA. Mm-hmm. And I like Kenya.
Mind
that's
you,
the thing.
Hold up. Pause note. Miss Kenya note. Hold up right there.
Because
we forgot, real quick, we're going to get right back into that subject. When Miss Kenya said, Miss Nene, I know how to get a ring. I've been
six times.
Well, girl, what done happened? That you fucking thirsty and chasing down. Girl, you scratching the walls like, what the?
Hence the reason why she's with Flat Top now. Holler.
What happened to those
six
men?
Proposals.
I just think, like, as a woman, if I've been engaged six times or had someone propose to me six times, I'm not telling the world. It's the best kept secret. I'm taking it to my grave.
I feel
holler.
Like a lot of these housewives have said that before. Like, I've been proposed so many times. Like, who else said it?
Is that a badge of honor?
Right. It kind of seems like it with these girls.
You get a purple heart.
Right.
It is in fourth grade.
Oh, God. Get a feel.
I mean, you know.
I don't know. That was random.
All right. I just wanted to throw that out there. Back to the whole. Then Nene goes, you know, we was just having a nice little conversation. Miss Kenya went all the way cuckoo. I mean, cuckoo.
And then does something crazy with her face.
I love Nene this episode.
Me too.
Kenya starts acting up like, you can kiss the blackest part of my ass.
Uh-huh.
First of all, here's the thing about that. I imagine two spots on your ass that could have been the blackest, and I didn't need to think about that, Miss Kenya. I did not need to think about that.
You know that's a black saying.
I'm just saying.
Kiss the blackest part. Every black woman says
so
that.
NeNe grabs hold of her. Was like doing the tango with her, dancing around.
Yeah, they were all only worried about tango. Kenya. They weren't worried about Portia at all.
But well, no, y'all? At first. No. Cynthia was holding Portia back like...
Cynthia just did that because she knew Portia was going to... But then when everybody like went to where Kenya was, Cynthia's sitting down next to Portia and Portia's like going off and Cynthia's just like, okay, girl.
Right. I want to hear what's going on over there.
You all right. I'm going over here. Like, she left them. She left her all by herself.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. And then so while NeNe's over with Kenya, Kenya talking about, anyone want to step to me, I'll get Detroit. And NeNe said, oh, no, honey, that just got you feeling like that.
No, she said, I will punch her. Yeah, I'll punch her in her face or something. And NeNe said, that dress got you feeling like that? Oh, no. And walked away. Walked
to Miss Portia, explaining how, you know, she kept explaining how smart she is. Now, here's my thing. When you have to keep explaining how smart you are, I feel like... I don't know. You guys might not agree with me. I just kind of feel like you probably weren't feel like a lower class than the other girls. Like, you have something to prove. I feel like when you have to explain yourself that many times, I don't know.
I agree? Didn't see it like that.
You didn't see it like that?
No, I just saw it as Kenya definitely feeling like she was better than Portia in that realm. That's all.
Well, what else did you think of some of the dishes? I know Portia commented
she told her,
about...
See, the things that she kept saying to Portia was like, read a book. So, and to me, she's insinuating that she's silly, dumb. Like an airhead.
Like the cheerleader, stupid, young.
Yeah, she kept saying that too. And then if you notice, if you watch it again, like she kept saying, and she just keeps saying, she's not going to have me a part of her cheerleader circle. I don't care, but you keep saying it.
Right.
Kenya.
Well, I think that Portia really pissed her off in the beginning because she's like...
The 40
card. She's like, it's not like you were an honored guest. Well, kind of wasn't she an honored guest?
I don't think she was an honored guest. I think, like, she just invited her.
She's like, there were some other football players' wives with some huge charities. Yeah. So I think that pissed her off. But I think what really pissed Kenya off is the tramp comment. And girls get mad when they're called something that they know that they are. And you know, if Kenya wasn't like...
Wait, Kenya called Portia a tramp first?
I'm sorry, Portia called Kenya a tramp.
But that was after she called her a bitch.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying that's the thing that Kenya got so mad about. And I feel like girls really get mad about stuff if someone calls them out on something that's true.
Ooh. Oh, I thought it was about the 40 because she kept talking
Me
about...
Me too.
I am 40 and I am fabulous. Which, I am.
She was like, and you got your title in 1990 whatever.
No, she said
something.
1980 something.
Oh, that she said 1990?
Which I think it is 90, but she... Well, she said it twice. The second time when she was far away, she was like 1980... I think she said 89. So I think that's kind of a deeper jab because it was 1990
something. Well, she kept on digging at her. She was like, well, you're still talking about something that you did 50 years ago.
Yeah. No, Portia's got it dead on. If you want to piss a girl off that's older than you by a significant amount, you talk about how they're like 50 years older
than
you.
She did that.
And it worked.
Kenya said, so everyone who won before me is irrelevant. Not to say they're irrelevant, but it's just like...
Good point.
How about you talk about the movies you were in that were like a couple of years ago? And you know what I mean? It's always Miss USA.
No, I think she talks about everything.
Does she?
Yes.
I haven't heard one thing
producer,
she's named.
I'm a producer
of
this,
what?
I'm a producer that. Exactly.
Donkey video, which is out on video on DVD.
I don't think Phaedra and Apollo used her for that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, get your life.
I kind of like am on, not on Portia's side, but I feel like Portia had some good points. I feel like Portia was wrong. Portia's like, what have you done? Well, she's kind of done a lot. When we were introduced to Kenya on the show, she gave us a list of everything she's done.
I will give Miss Kenya. Let's give Miss Kenya a round of applause. Let's just give her a round of applause. The girl's going through some hard times. She on medication.
Well,
let's give her a little pat on the back.
It's not even the hard times, but she has done a lot.
She has.
And I think when Portia's like, what have you done? It's more like, no, seriously, what have you done besides, like, in the next episode we see Leia on your back and get a ring from somebody, because that kind of is...
No, wait
that
a minute.
Was shady, that though. That was shady. Kenya, you know that was shady because you trying to get a ring, too. Get your life.
Right, but hold up. Let's talk also about, real quick, Miss Portia, it's not easy to have a charity. It's not easy to be in charge of a charity.
Her charity had, like, 10 people at it.
No, because wait until I... tell you about
that was like the event that Bravo told her to host right now,
right,
because she's now going to be on the show. It's, so that was her homegirls.
It's hard to have a charity when you've got 10 other things going on, but it's not hard to have a charity when your husband's a gazillionaire and you're sitting at home all day.
That's
but I think that she does
true.
More. Remember, she does marketing for her grandfather's charity.
Which, again, I think Kenya has a point. She's just kind of, I don't know if you can use the word riding the coattails because it's your grandfather and you're carrying on his legacy, but Kenya's like, you're just doing what your grandfather already built for you, like everything.
But that she's still maintaining a business at the end of the day.
That's good that she hasn't let it fall off.
She's still
off.
Maintaining. Right. She's educated herself. Now, she would be, you know, we'd give her a side eye if she just was that girl, like the gold
digger. And who knows
girl,
what?
Yeah.
You know?
And no, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but I mean, she was in music. She, you know, did her thing. She was in music videos.
She was young.
She's talking about a little situation.
She's cute.
She talked about
it. I'm not trying to hate on her.
I'm going to say, in her little interviews that she was doing, her eye makeup, she was looking.
She's
go
big.
Portia.
He just
go
loves
Portia.
You because of your eyeshadow.
I did. I thought
love
it was
Portia.
Cute.
She's
I like
cute.
Her. She's cute.
But I loved Miss Kenya tonight at the very end.
Honey,
when she said something about,
put it back.
Bitch, you 40. She said, oh, I am 40 and I'm fabulous. I am fabulous. I am gone with the wind.
Fabulous.
But I think she didn't even say that to Portia, did she? She was just telling the other girls.
I don't know who she's talking to.
She was just ranting. She was going
she
in.
Did pirouettes.
Honey splits.
Miss Phaedra was like, well, right now.
I love it.
Phaedra wanted to laugh.
Like,
yeah.
And then she backed up. Phaedra loved every second.
She was
oh
like,
goodness.
I'm writing that down.
It's almost like Kenya did it for Phaedra. Like, that's how much Phaedra loved it. And then Phaedra's like, alrighty then.
She wanted to laugh. Did you see Phaedra's
I
face?
Loved it.
Oh, I loved every
it.
Second of that. All right, so not that I have news, but let's. I want to do a little gossip section.
Give it
right
to me.
We've been waiting.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Miss Portia was on The Breakfast Club, and actually, before I get to that one, so Cynthia and
Kenya
had this little back-to-back video thing on Bossip.com. You guys can check it out. They put up today, and they're kind of talking about each other. So, I'm thinking that this shows their friendship is actually going to build because they kind of were talking very positive about each other. They said, you know, we had our little hustle with each other, but we're both strong, independent women. And Kenya says, I think Cynthia is a lot more like me than, you know, I thought at the first. So, it's going to be interesting to see where their friendship is because they seem really cool. Interesting.
I can see that. I don't see Cynthia like holding a grudge.
Yeah, she's not a. She doesn't hold grudges.
Which is interesting because when you hear Nene talk about her Kenya in interviews, it kind of comes off like who?
Well, that's what she did on Wendy Williams prior to the show.
Oh, yeah, that too.
She was like, "Oh, I am." The other girls. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's Nene's go-to because
exactly.
That's another way to piss off girls is act like they don't exist.
It's funny.
Okay, so then Portia Stewart was on The Breakfast Club,
yes.
And it was just a short little clip that they had. But she was talking about a couple things. Now, did you guys know that there were rumors about Cordell Stewart being gay?
Yes.
Thoughts on that?
I don't
know.
She didn't know it either, really. She was all like, right. I mean, I've heard things. She's like, but they were like, did you ask him about it? She's like, no, you know, if my husband's a man, he knows how to put it down. He's the manliest man I've ever had. So it was interesting just to hear that rumor and how she reacted.
Well, back in his heyday.
Smoke, there's fire. Oh, my God.
I don't believe
that.
Well, you know, back
look,
in his heyday.
Look, we looking at Walter and Cordell might be hitting
know.
It in the rooms.
Nah. I don't
all
believe
right, tell
that.
Us what you heard.
Back in his heyday when he was in the league, you know, the rumor around town was that he was
caught in a park with a man.
Gay. Yes.
Basically.
Dude,
those
well,
rumors
go.
Don't come out of nowhere.
Right. And you know, Miss Angie on the Breakfast Club.
And they
all the
said
tea.
That Portia is his beard.
Oh, hello. She's like the perfect beard.
I don't believe it, though. I don't.
I don't believe
to.
It either.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter either way, but he is like kind of just like really nice to
cheery.
Her and very happy.
But
and
I think that's him, though. I think that's the core of who he is.
And
I
that's
mean,
why
he's
they
a
work
Southern
so well.
Guy. Yeah. You know, he's seasoned.
I think Portia's the type of girl, like, even if she found out, like, even on the show, like, if someone, like, said, we heard your boyfriend's gay, I'd be like, what? No, that's not even true. That she was kind of just like, yeah.
I don't
maybe
think
he picked
would.
Her because he knows she'll just be like, I love you anyway, I'll still
no,
be your wife.
No, she's not simple like that.
No?
No. She gets down.
Well, so, not only did they ask about her marriage, but then they brought up Miss Kenya. And this is, I'm gonna try and say exactly how it was said, because you okay. have to pick up. I want to see if you guys pick up on how she said it.
Okay.
So, Angie says, so, a couple things I want to ask you about Kenya. First, what's going on with her and Walter? She was like, we want to know if there's any truth behind these. First, what's going up with her and Walter? Are they really a couple? Or is that fake? Second, we heard that Kenya's broke, and that's why she had to come do the show. So, they go to Miss Portia, and Portia says, well, I know about the second one, but in reference to Walter,
I can't.
Come on, what did you get from that? Kenya's broke.
Kenya's broke. I don't know.
Well, what has she been doing? And I bet a production company, if it's not making movies, is losing money. Mm-hmm. And she keeps saying that she moved back to Atlanta for her family and to get married. Well, she has no marriage prospects because Walter is not ready to get married. So, like, really, why did you move back to Atlanta except that you can't maybe, like, afford L.A. anymore?
Mm. Ooh. You want to live in a nice big house. That was a
reach.
She keeps
for the opportunity.
She keeps, like, being very... If you want to move back to Atlanta, fine, but
she wants a southern man.
She keeps mm-hmm. saying it. She said it again in this episode, like, why she moved back to Atlanta, like... And Nene said, why don't you go back to L.A. and, like, kind of move on or something? And she's like, no, I'm here now. It's like, yeah, because I can't afford anything else.
I don't believe it.
So whether it's true or not...
She still gets that Martin residual for that one episode she was on.
Ooh.
And Martin...
Yeah, that's cute.
I'm just saying.
When they play that episode.
Yeah.
Every night.
How many seasons of that was Martin?
A lot.
Right. So then she started talking about the relationship, and she just basically came full out and was like, it's fake. Like,
but how
I mean, we know that now.
Used to date? Like, how fake is fake?
We don't even know if that's real. They probably just know each other from, like,
they
around the way.
They talked for 3 weeks, wasn't it?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
For 3 weeks or 3 months. I can't remember.
If that's even true, because now I'm giving her
all
a
right,
side eye.
So, I heard that about Miss Kenya, and you know I had to do my little investigating, and I have...
Jesse's favorite thing to do is to find out how much he's
worth. Oh, I love looking up net worths.
I do, too. I can't believe it's, like, known
But
to the
I
world.
Was really surprised. I was on Kenya.
Spit it out. I want to
But then
know.
I found something else that I never knew. And if you guys are like, Jesse, really,
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Spit it.
So, obviously.
I hope it's about Sheree.
So, I do have Sheree's on here, too, actually. Candy is worth the most, $35
million. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Second comes in Nene. $4.5 million.
That's a huge jump.
With
oh my
Greg.
God.
This bitch is
last year she was only $3.5 million, but this year she's worth $4.5 million. With Greg, it's $5.5 million.
But 35 to 4, that's a huge jump.
So that means Greg's worth $1 million.
She's
bucks.
Still rich.
Oh, she is
very rich.
Very rich.
I got like $2.
So I'm not going to tell you who third is yet. I'm going to come back to that person. So third within the women.
Phaedra.
Is Miss Phaedra. $2 million with Apollo, it's $2.4 million.
It's 25 cents. Is that? But do we know if her funeral home is like?
That's what this
up and
year.
Cracking?
That's what her,
oh, okay.
her net worth is. Kimmy, I'm on that because that's what. Kim is $1.5 million, but with her husband, she's worth $5.5 million. Okay,
glad he's still got some money.
Kenya. Reportedly is worth $1.5 million. Now I was like, well, that's not broke, like $1.5 million. But I was having a conversation actually with Mikey, and he was like, look at Lindsay Lohan, like that, it's not broke, but when you live a certain lifestyle,
it's nothing.
That's why I feel she moved back to Atlanta.
Well, I'll take it.
Right,
I can make it work. I got $2
in Atlanta.
So I'm sorry, I said Candy was
what
first.
About Cynthia?
Hold, before we get to Cynthia, before we get to the bottom of the totem pole.
Oh,
shit. So Miss Porsche is actually worth by herself $16 million.
From her grandfather?
I'm assuming from her grandfather, the charity, everything
she's
got going.
Who cares? She's rich.
Wow.
Right, so I can imagine
young,
with
little,
Cordell.
Hot, rich
she's 31 with coins.
Right.
Dang.
Now, Miss Cynthia.
Don't do
what
it.
Do you want to say? What do you guys want to say? First of all, Miss Sheree is, I want to say Sheree was like 200,000, which is no, because what do you think Cynthia's is?
Don't say the same.
Worse? Peter's drawn her out of all her money on those bars.
Reportedly, Cynthia is worth $50,000. Her net worth this year was $50,000.
She has to make good money for
modeling.
Now,
guess what Peter's net worth is? This is where I just gagged. $3 million.
I don't believe that about Cynthia.
Well, so this is what I'm wondering. If it gets into like money things, if somehow with the accounts they had to make it look like he made more money for something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure how that comes. $50,000. I mean, they're all, these are, I looked up on different resources.
I don't know about that.
That's what I have rumored as
hers. But even when she's on the show, she's like, oh, I've been to Anguilla many times for modeling. Like, she always says she's doing this modeling stuff. That pays money.
Yeah, but when did she, when was the last time you've seen Cynthia in something?
I guess.
Technically, she's, I mean, yeah, she's got her agency, so, but that's not bringing in money.
I don't believe that. I refuse to believe it. If y'all know, tweet me, let me know.
But so this is what I'm saying. I wonder if it was something with the accountants or at the end of the year.
They have to make
Peter $3 million.
They have to make him look like he's the one with the money for his business.
Well, he has like 80 bars and restaurants and lounges.
That are all
failing.
Dead.
Are they all gone now?
Yeah. He ain't got none. He opened a second one that they didn't even show on the show.
Well, he's an elder. So he has like retirement, 401k is probably up in that joint pension plans. Anyways, wow.
Shout out to Courtney because she just got home and she watched us and she said, "Ooh, y'all going in?" And Stephanie's on fire for calling her a tramp.
I'm just repeating what everyone said.
So I don't know. I mean,
you don't get proposed to six times unless
Peter $3 million.
I don't believe that about Cynthia. Anyways.
We're going to, I'm telling you, I want you to do your research.
I sure will.
And you're going to come back with the same numbers.
Holler.
All right, let's get into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Which to me means NeNe only made only a million, off of the new TV show New Normal. Because she was worth 3.5 last year. Mm. And Glee put together.
Well, Glee was only like an appearance.
A few episodes.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so next year we got Kenya talking ish about Portia to Walter, who doesn't care. And then we got Portia talking ish about Kenya to Cordell, who doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
And we got booty shaking horse ridings. And then Walter corrects Kenya about marriage.
Which, at the end of the show, that was not the good preview. They showed the good preview in the commercial break a few commercials before. He, like, seriously looks at her. He's like, "You think I'm going to marry you?" And he's like, "Did you say?" He almost calls her out and says something like, "Are you telling people that?" And she gets so mad that she literally, that was not an edit. Like, she got up and walked out when he was calling her out.
I don't have a prediction.
No prediction?
Nope. Because I don't know. I don't know. They're still going to be together.
And then she's like, "Are you drunk?" He was like drinking, obviously, trying to like look cool in front of the other guys.
Because that flat top.
Because we're only seeing what the girls are talking about. When the girls are all together, the guys are together talking, and they're probably all giving him a hard time.
Well,
talking
about crazy apparently ass Kenya. This is when Peter, the production has Peter asking Walter to get him to propose, saying they'll give you money, they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Ooh, really?
That's what the blog is saying.
Get it.
So right. I'm going to have Miss Corinne
do
her research.
I'm going to see, because I don't believe that 50.
I'm just saying this is 50 what.
50 G's.
And this is on like the, this is where everyone's net worths are.
All right.
And I'm just saying, I'm bringing it up because I think there's a scandal involved with that.
Scandal.
$50,000. Like Sheree making more money than you. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys help us get us to number one on iTunes. Download, rate, subscribe, comment. We will give you a shout-out. Make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
At JustSayin08. And my blog, JustSayin08.com.
Ooh, her blog be giving the tea.
Holler.
Until next time, same place. Peace.
Peace. Oh, yes. Gone with the Wind.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Gone with the Wind, fabulous!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.